We had a story about a young lady that had Apple Pay, and she thought it was like rewards money. That it wasn't even real money. So she's like, oh, I got all this rewards money. And she didn't realize it was coming off of her debit card or her credit card. And it got Jason Goodman talking about his son, Landon, who's in college and apparently running out of money left and right. And there's some questions of whether he has a job or not, or if he's lying about it. We do have Landon on the phone. Landon, we got some tough questions for you. Do you really have a job at Chick-fil-A?
No.
Landon, I give you credit for being honest.
What the hell?
I'm glad we did this.
I'll send you $20 for being honest.
What the hell?
Landon, I will also send you $20 for
you
being honest.
You just made $60. You're getting $20 for me, too.
Yeah, I mean, serious. I'll send you $20 for being honest.
Oh, my God.
Landon, you have, how long,
face.
How long have you been lying to your parents?
Yeah, he asked me a question. He's like, "Do y'all work Sundays?" I almost said yes one time.
Of course we do.
Oh,
that's our business day.
Man, oh. He's as red as his shirt.
Okay, Jason's face. He's like laughing, but he's like, so "Oh my mad. Gosh!"
Has this been going on for months, Landon, or like weeks?
Months, like about a month, maybe. A little, little
over. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we're gonna ask you this question. I love the honesty.
Me too.
I love the honesty. I mean, I don't like it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I love it.
I know. Oh, yes. Because yeah. You could have lied, but you didn't to us, you know, so we appreciate it.
He's clearly right now staying on the phone because you guys both offered him
$20. That's fine. There might be more at the end of the phone call.
We'll see how this goes. You might earn money. Yeah. It's like a game.
We'll do this every week.
Yes.
We'll have to lower it.
Landon, can I ask you something? This is the next question for you. When you called your dad and said, I need to come home for some coconut water, was that legit?
Yeah, that's legit.
Okay. All right. By the way,
totally legit.
Good friend Sal, and AML Sal, big time, before we became friends, he says, I'm crying, laughing, I'm in for 22.
Oh my gosh.
Landon.
You just made $60,
no,
Landon.
80.
$80.
Oh my God.
I'm in for 20. I'm in for 20. This is incredible.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not in. Bucks,
I
just paid him.
Because I thought there's no way he's going to be honest about that because it's too embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you feel, I don't want to ruin this for you, but do you feel that your parents enable you with money? Because like if you run out, they just give you money. If they said no more money, do you think it'd make you like get a job or make you figure it out?
I don't know. Recently, they haven't given me as much because I went to, you know, Florida and everything. They gave me money there. Mm-hmm. So, I think, yeah, it would, if they completely said no, then I would have no other choice.
Right.
I just want to let you know, Landon, that in the last month with the car, the insurance, the phone, the money for Florida, the scam for both mom and me separately on the money was $8,000.
Oh my
God.
Whoa! Oh my God.
All right. Where'd you buy the $70 t-shirt?
Oh, at the mall. Why did you tell him that?
Because he ran out of money, but he's like, hey, it was my $70
that
t-shirt
was,
clean?
That was a while ago. That was a while
okay.
ago.
Are all of your clothes from Lululemon or just like a few of them?
Just like a sliver, but like
a sliver. A little piece.
Landon, who is the biggest pushover when it comes to getting what you want? Is it your mom or your dad?
That's
really
like
weighing his option.
You there, Landon?
I say it depends on what it is. If it's money, then I'll probably say my dad.
I knew it. We knew it. We knew it. He tries to blame Carol, but we knew it.
Yeah. We knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we want him to be our dad. Boy, I can't pay my car payment, Jason. Can you give me $400?
But when it comes to your mom, is it clothes or food?
It's the other thing is like more like favors, I would say would be like my mom on that side.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, really, Landon, just to let you know, the care pack that you got from Easter was my idea, and I bought you that stuff. Which I had to tell him, put it in your car now because you would have forgot it.
No, I'm saying like, you're, yeah.
Now, Landon, are you going to do the sperm bank?
Because we know you couldn't do plasma.
I signed up. I think I have to check for eligibility or something.
Okay. But you might do the sperm bank because the plasma, that's the needles, you're out
Can't
now.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I like was And I like turned around mid thing. I was like confident all day.
This is what he got thrown out of Costco for my membership for not getting the coconut water. I said I was going to meet him there. He went to the plasma place and came home and said I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because the needle. I don't blame him. I hate needles.
No. Sure. So if your parents cut you off, you probably would do the plasma.
For sure.
Oh, you would do it.
Oh, you would. Okay. Yeah. Or maybe just get a job.
Yeah, that might
be
easier.
That would probably be easier.
He says
if you
he's
don't
only
like
got a few weeks of.
He's what?
How much you get per donation?
For the plasma?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all are cutting out a little bit.
Oh, how much for the plasma? How much you get per plasma donation?
It was, so the initial is like 80, I'm pretty sure, 80 or 90. And then it changes every time you go, and you can go up to like two times a week. So it'd be like 80, then 90.
I ain't gonna lie. I looked into it one time and money was tight, and I was like, I don't know, maybe.
Like, I'm giving you my body.
My body. And now I get these emails all the time, like, are you sure you don't want to do it anymore? I was like, I looked at it one time. It's like $800 for, I thought it was for one time. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no, you have to go like 10 times. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So, man, I feel you. So, but the sperm donation, how much you get per deposit? Yeah.
Jeez, that's where the money's at.
Really?
And egg harvesting.
Like your dad.
Yeah.
How much per donation do you know, or deposit?
It's like it goes up. I think it depends on how good yours is, but it goes up like.
Motility, yeah.
Matt. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, Matt, you Matt know we've had IVF, IUI. Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
How much do you know?
It's like I think it's up in the hundreds. I know that for sure.
And that's way more fun.
And the difference is you guys were doing it to create life.
Right.
Landon's doing it for a 12-pack of beer. And a $70 shirt.
And a down payment on a shirt.
No, coconut water.
Coconut water.
Yeah, coconut water.
Which,
condoms,
oddly enough,
maybe
needs to be hydrated to do the sample. It's a vicious cycle, chicken or egg.
Oh, my God. Well, he says he's like he can't get a job now because he only has about 3 to 4 weeks left of school.
Oh.
But he says and promises that when he gets home, he's got a job at the Matteo's place, and he's not going to spend a bunch of money of it while he's here. Yeah. He's going to save so he has some of the money for next semester.
Well, now that he's got work experience from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Right on his resume.
He's already had. Are you confirmed, Landon, that you really have this job back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, and this is where you could be the most honest. There could be a tip involved.
Oh.
How much money does Jason give you a month on average?
Remember what we talked about?
Oh, he can't answer.
Well, you got to remember.
Okay, so I'll say this: before I had a car, it was about $350 a month, and probably more, a little bit more sometimes on the side for like gas or food or something.
It's like $500.
Now it's but now it's like less. I would say it's probably around like $100 to $150 around there.
But he's paying for your car.
I'm paying for car, car insurance. Phone. Carol has given him money. I have given him money. Care packs. And I'm going to tell you again, in the last 30 days, it's been at least a total of the car and everything, $1,000. And by the way, his room and board, he can eat as much as he wants over and over.
Oh,
and gets takeout.
It's paid for by your
dad,
paid right?
For, yeah.
By your by Landon's grandfather.
Landon, so I think what we're saying
this is not unusual behavior for a college student. It's just refreshing to hear and funny.
It's also very funny to hear your dad try to explain it away as if we're stupid. He's like, no, but I had to.
No,
and
you
we're
don't.
Like, the hell?
My parents didn't. But they would. No. They would, but they didn't. You know,
the good news is, Landon, you've made some money today.
Yes.
And Landon, I think going forward, if we could go ahead and secure one call a week with like a very entertaining story from college, there could be maybe $100 a week.
Yeah. Wow.
Let me ask you, Landon, do you want me to give your phone number out on the air and said anybody if they would contribute $5?
You can do that. That'd be awesome.
Well, let me tell you something.
Here's his Venmo.
If I do that,
you're gonna get blown up. Or you just want to give out your Venmo.
Jason, I'd be careful. People are going to be blowing him up, asking him questions about you.
It's fine.
Maybe it should just be his Venmo.
Yeah, you should still do it. I need every dollar I can get.
Well, how about
you're
this?
You're in the arms of the angel.
I have to give you Apple Pay because basically you can't find it. I can't put it in there. What is, you say the phone number.
Okay.
So you want me to say my phone number?
Yeah.
I actually know it. I have it memorized now.
Well, let Landon do it so it's not on us.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, my phone number is 336 336-404-1540.
Say it again.
One more time.
That's 336-404-1540.
Awesome. Do you want to go ahead?
Your Venmo
you
want
to throw your Venmo out?
It's not. It's Apple Pay.
Oh, he wants Apple.
Oh, Apple Pay.
Oh, so
he might get enough to cover the debt. So.
Yeah, what did you say, Landon?
You want me to throw out my Cash App tag?
Whatever works for you, whatever man. You
want, I think
man.
Jason's your dad's worried that it's going to go to your bank account, and then people are giving you money. It's just paying off whatever the debt's in
well,
there.
Well, Cash App. That's a good go.
It's right? connected. It's connected.
Yeah,
to
but it goes to
Cash App. Same
okay, I'm getting calls. I'm getting calls right now.
Okay. Well, Landon, we'll let you go. Again, one more time, that number. If you want to help Landon or help Jason not pay all the stuff for Landon, what's that number one more time?
336-404-1540. Okay, we'll stop. I'm not saying it again.
All right, thank you,
Landon. Are you getting text messages and calls now?
Yeah, I just had one guy just said, "What's up?"
You're getting some D pics too, but that's the price you pay.
That's, what happens.
That's the price you pay.
You said $5 and sent me a D pic. It's okay.
We're even.
Hey, someone just sent $20.
There you
oh
go.
My Look gosh. At
that. It's probably my
Who
friend.
Who was it?
This is the beginning of your OnlyFans career.
Yeah.
Who was it? Do you know?
I can't tell because my phone is glitching. Oh, another person just said $20.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, that was Josie.
Nice.
Josie, thank you.
And my friend Sal, I guarantee you, he's going to send you some.
That's we'll awesome. Pay up, Landon. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll do it now before I forget, before I have court tomorrow because I might not have any money after that.
Hey, I'm getting text messages too. Can I put me down for 20? He's gonna be so rich.
I know. Can I tomorrow after court? Can I give out my number? All right, Landon. We appreciate your honesty about you lying to your parents about not having a job at Chick-fil-A.
And because of this, you have to. If we call you, you got to answer.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Go back to sleep.
Next week we could talk about the vaping.
Right.
They can be a father and son discussion. All right.
Yeah, we relate a lot on it.
All right, Landon. Great job. Appreciate it.
Bye, Landon.
Yep. Bye, guys.
Bye.